So here we are. I'm at the campsite and I'm working, except it's very quiet. There's not many people come down here this weekend from Barcelona and Girona and Vic and all the other places where they come from. And it's quiet. We don't even have many foreigners in the site at the moment either. There's one or two sort of Belgians and some Germans, but they're not sort of... they're just here for a wee while and then moving on. And last night I was watching the last couple of episodes of Pretty Little Liars, which was interesting because on one of the episodes that I watched, they did a homage to Hitchcock with the Bates Motel. So had the girls going into this room, and there was a weird man at the desk who was odd, and then there was the bathroom scene, and they had Hannah, the blonde girl, the typical blonde, a bit stereotypical really, but still. She was in the bath, and you expected to hear that sort of knives sort of being rained through and blood all in the bath and everything. And well, it didn't happen, but I enjoyed the fact that they did do the homage to Hitchcock in the series. And it's funny actually, because when I look at this series, I'm looking at the story and how it works out, and there's a lot of holes in it, really. I reckon that when they do this story, they must sit down in a room together, three or four people that are writing this here, and say, what if, and they're going sometimes beyond the bounds of possibility. You know, when you're watching these things, you have to switch off your mental faculties to a certain extent, and just believe it, you know, just for the story, you know. And we found out who the A was at the end, the person that has been sending these bad messages to all the girls and terrorising them. But right at the very, 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 very end, at the end of that, after we found out A was, and the people that were watching it was assuming that it was she was the baddie and so on, they put in this little twist, and that A was being controlled by somebody else. And that somebody else looks like it might be Jenna, the blind girl, who's not actually really blind anymore, so... So it was. It's been quite a little series to follow. I've been quite enjoying it, and I've actually started downloading the next series, which is series 3 of Pretty Little Liars. I'm actually looking forward to when The Lion Game comes back, because to a certain extent, I think that Lion Game is a better series in terms of the story, and we'll just have to see how it goes. So what else has been happening? Well, not a lot. I managed to get away from the campsite yesterday just before it pissed down with rain. The heavens opened and it got very, very wet, and fortunately my working day here was finished, otherwise I'd have got wet too. So I was able to go home and put my feet up. And today, well, I won't get home putting my feet up today, because when I get back home, the mother-in-law will be there and I'll get a chance to change my clothes and have a cup of tea, and then we'll have to get out in the car and take her back home again. And this morning I didn't get much done. I was hoping to get a few bits and pieces done with my videos. I uploaded a new video last night about the audio editor microwave. I'd made it the video the day before, actually sort of recorded it and edited it, but I didn't actually get around to doing the top and tail of it in Final Cut Pro and actually sending it off into YouTube. But I've got it up onto YouTube now, so I'm quite pleased with that. And in terms of YouTube, I'm pleased with the way the numbers are growing at the moment, because I've got over 900 subscribers now. And the last 100 came in fairly quickly, so I'm hoping that the next 100 come in quickly and I can make that magical 1,000 subscribers and generally just sort of take it on from there, because that's my goal really with YouTube, just to build up the number of subscribers as fast as I can. I do get a bit disappointed sometimes that the way that it's going with the views doesn't seem to be growing as fast as I would like it to grow. I get around about 20 to 21,000 every 30 days, and just judging by the number of minutes watched and the average number of minutes per video, it's not looking too bad, seeing as all the videos that I do are kind of tutorials. I do have my other channel, and on the other channel I just do whatever I want in there really. It's a vlogging sort of thing, and I put a video up there last week and that's had over 100 views. I mean, not big numbers by a lot of people's standards, but still, it's nice to get those views in and actually sort of, you know, grow the fan base, as it were. So this is Dave Allen, and end of this audio boo. Bye-bye now.